Mishadala, out of the 6 months which were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah gives extra significance to two of those months. Al Shnei Chadosh Mechalim Es HaShabbos, for 2 months of the year, it is permitted for the witnesses to desecrate Shabbos in order to get to the Beis Din and give testimony that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. The Mishnah is not referring to the messengers of the Beis Din, who are sent out to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh was declared. They are never allowed to desecrate Shabbos in order to do so. However, the witnesses are, and in fact they are required to, because the Torah says, when talking about the Yom Tovim, that you, the Jewish people, are the ones who decide when the Yom Tovim will be. Based on your testimony, based on you declaring when Rosh Chodesh is, you are essentially deciding when the Yom Tovim will be. And the Torah there adds an extra word, it says, B'moyadom, in the right time. And we learn from that extra word that it's an absolute requirement to make sure it's on the right time, such that even if it will involve violating Shabbos, one still needs to do as much as he can in order to get to the Beis Din and give the testimony that he saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. Now, with the Araisa, that refers to all of the Rosh Chodeshim, to the Rosh Chodesh of all of the months. And indeed, when the Beis HaMikdosh was around, as the end of this Mishnah will tell us, it was permitted to violate Shabbos for all of the months. However, after the Beis HaMikdosh, with Rabbonon, that only lasted for two of the months, Al Nisan ve'al Tishrei, for the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan and the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei. And the reason which the Mishnah is about to give is that all of the Yom Tovim, which are Midoraisa, one can know their dates based on when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei would tell you when Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot are, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan would tell you when Pesach is, and then you would count 49 days, and then the 50th day would be Shavuos, and so that's how you would know all of the Yom Tovim, which are Midoraisa. And that's the reason why specifically these 2 months one can violate Shabbos to get to the Beis Din to give the testimony. However, the Mishnah adds an additional reason, which is Shabbohen HaShluchim Yotzen Suria, that for these 2 months, messengers go out even to Suria, which is an area which borders Eretz Yisrael. It even shares some of the laws of Eretz Yisrael for certain things, Midrabbanon. And the point is that for these months specifically, the messengers would go out even beyond Eretz Yisrael to tell everybody when the Rosh Chodesh was. Reason being, partly because of the second reason, which is the main reason, as we explained, that Uvohen Mesakim Samayadois, that by these two Rosh Chodeshim, they fix all of the Yom Tovim which are Midoraisa. And as we said, Uchshoi Beis HaMikdash Kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mechalim Afal Kulon, they would be allowed to violate Shabbos Afal Kulon, even for all of the months of Takonos HaKorban, because of the fixing of the Korban, meaning there is an extra Korban Musaf, which needs to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. And one needs to make sure that it is brought on the right day, and therefore if he did see the Rosh Chodesh moon, he must violate Shabbos in order to reach the Beis HaMikdash and the Sanhedrin who are there to tell them that he saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. Now there's quite a glaring question from this Mishnah, which seems to contradict the previous Mishnah. Because over here the Mishnah implies that only for these 2 months would witnesses be sent to everywhere to tell them that it was Rosh Chodesh. But in the previous Mishnah it said that it was for 6 months. So the Gemara explains that there was a difference in how the messengers were sent. When it came to the other 4 months out of these 6 months, even before the Beis Din had declared the Rosh Chodesh to be Rosh Chodesh, if it was very likely that that would be the case, for example, if there were lots of witnesses who came, or if it was a very clear Rosh Chodesh moon, so then it was pretty obvious that the Beis Din would end up declaring that day Rosh Chodesh. After they check a couple of witnesses, they would declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. So even before they'd actually done it, the messengers would already go out in order to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was. However, for these 2 months, since they carry more significance with them, they would wait until the Beis Din had actually declared it Rosh Chodesh in order to make sure that the dates were indeed correct.